Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday. That's every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. What you're wrapping up is that, and that's what we'll discuss. Now, we have a special guest, one of our regular panel guests and co-hosts on here, which is Reverend Frederick Shaw. He is the director, one of the directors for media there at CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, and is internationally known for the work he does concerning mental health care abuse, and has started a new task force for racism and modern day eugenics for CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights here in Hollywood, California. So we want to get right to it and start talking for this Women's History Month, as well as getting in tune for International Women's Day. How are you, Reverend Frederick? How are you today?
I am doing fine, and I'm honored that you would select me as a man to be one of your guests dealing with issues of women's rights, women's progress, women's influence on society, and so I appreciate you greatly for having me today.
Thank you so much for being here. We are so happy that you are here. Audience, you are from all over the world. You know what we've been discussing up until this point concerning mental health care abuse. If you are not familiar, remember, you can always go to cchrinternational.org. Is that correct? To find
right,
out.
They can go to
cchrinternational.org.
They could also go to CCHR Task Force at taskforce.org and get all types of information. The first one with the INT, that is direct into the website where you can get all kind of information. And the second one, cchrtaskforce.org, that is to my webpage where a lot of the issues that I'm fighting, what we're doing about restraints, all of that is on that webpage.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, audience, you hear that. If you have any questions, feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And also, if you have an issue, we can forward it. You can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Now, let's get right into it. We have an issue with mental health care abuse, yes, and CCHR are the advocates. But I want to talk about specifically women concerning mental health care abuse. We're going to touch on mothers and their children, but we're going to touch on women and what happens to women in the mental health care system first when they are abused. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, that's an outstanding question. We have seen throughout the mental health system that women have been abused in that system, be it through restraining them against their will, be it through forced drugging. I just was talking with a woman the other day who had been put in a mental institution, and they forced her to take four different shots. They held her down, strapped her down, and then administered the shots totally against her will, and the woman felt that she was very pretty sane. She She's an apostle for God. She does all type of community work. But because others in her environment didn't like certain things about her, they decided to label her as mentally ill. And let me just tell you something. One of the things that we've noticed in society is that women have like a sixth sense. They can see things, feel things, know things, and that men pretty much because don't take on the same level spiritually and mentally. And then sometimes that gets misconstrued for being mental illness. If I talk to God, it's all right. But if God answers me and I hear his voice, then I'm considered mentally ill. And this has been going on with women for a long time. And then even deeper is the fact that in this country, right now as we speak, women are being electric shocked, even though they're pregnant. And that puts electric shock in the baby, and it also causes miscarriages. And so, you know, women are subject to torture as well as children and men and elderly, but women are subject because they're two-thirds of the people in this country receiving electric shock.
Okay, well, let's talk about one particular issue, which is sexual assault, rape, and this is a touchy subject, everyone. There have been movies about this. There have been all kinds of things that talk about this. But we're going to talk about it for real today. Why is it that the mental health care system has such a high number concerning sexual assault and rape towards women?
Well, I would say it's not just the field of mental health. Men of power, we see this. Be it Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby or whatever, men of power use that to try to control and manipulate women. So men in the system, such as mental health, where people cannot fight back, where they don't have actually any rights, even though those rights are written for them, are abused and taken advantage of. And, you know, unfortunately, nobody in that system will report it, or very few people, not almost anybody. And women are subject to abuse in there. And, you know, even Frances Farmer, the great actress who went into a mental hospital 60 years ago, she talked about being raped in the system, and she was an actress. So they've done movies on her. So, you know, that's the unfortunate thing. And that happens in the prison system. But you would not expect it in a field that are supposed to be masters of the art of living and thinking and knowing how the mind works, you would not expect them to take advantage of women and children because of their position of authority. And if you ever come to our museum, you have come to the museum, you see a whole wall of people who have gone to jail for sexually assault. And I know people personally who had to face that type of intimidation in that system.
Right. Well, what are the steps that a woman can take if she, like the woman you mentioned, has a foresight or a sixth sense as to what may occur to prevent from even going into that situation, if possible at all? And on top of that question, I'm going to add to it, if she is there, what can she do? What can she do?
Well, the first thing I would suggest is that all of us have some type of legal help, be it through certain programs that I won't mention names right now, but there are programs where you can have lawyers or retainers. You can, some of us know lawyers in our family. And then the other thing you can do is you can become a member of CCHR, and you can have a line to us if you ever get incarcerated against your will, if you're ever being made to do anything. If you're able to get a phone call, you can call CCHR and say, hey, they're holding me at such and such a hospital against my will. They're telling me that they're getting a court order to electroshock me. You get that on our line. And then especially when COVID is lifted, you get that on our line, and we will respond and help you. And we've done that for people.
Right, right. It has to be some protection there. So that seems to answer the question, what happens when you get there and what you can do, because sometimes they'll deny you phone calls, but, you know, they will give you a phone call. And I suggest people, you start to remember these numbers so you can get some help. Also, what happens to prevent women from getting in this position, whether with their husbands or a family member, if they know it's coming or if they figure out something fishy is going on, like I said before, what should they do to prevent this, aside from joining the HR?
Well, first of all, they need to let their family and friends know their suspicions. A lot of time we keep these things to ourselves, and then once it's once we're entrapped in the system, then it becomes hard for us to get out. You should let your family and friends know what you suspect. My husband is talking about he's going to try to have me committed. I got this money up here. You should have a living will that indicates exactly what's going to happen if something happens to you, because we have children now that are trying to make their parents be considered mentally incompetent in order to take control of their fortunes. But the main thing is you have to have some type of legal representation. You need to let people know that you suspect that you're being targeted for whatever reason, and people do at times be targeted. And many a person has gone into a mental institution just because of the viewpoints of other people and not because there was anything wrong with them. Being different is not a mental illness. So just because you're different than somebody else does not mean they can impose their will to determine your sanity. And you have rights in that area. And so just make sure you protect yourself like that. Also, make sure that you get to a medical doctor if anything starts feeling off to you, that you start feeling sluggish, unnecessarily have some depression or anything, then go to a medical doctor and they get the lab work to see if there's something underlying causing that. Those are the things that you can do to protect yourself.
Right, right. I agree with that completely. There are so many instances, and when you all get to hear my story and see my video and film, then with the CMS Network, you'll be able to see exactly what he's talking about and why I joined the task force. It's such a horrible thing going on in the community, especially the Black community, concerning mental health care abuse, especially with family members, husbands, or just people who are, it's always the people who are closest to you that will end up doing the most harm. So I will tell you this right now, you have to do like Reverend Frederick Shelf said and protect yourself, because it could be a neighbor, it could be anyone, and you end up in a 72-hour hold for no reason. So you have to know your rights, know the law, and prepare for anything that could possibly happen. Now, also, give us some feedback on women and children, mothers and their babies that are not born yet and the ones that are here, and how you can protect them as well.
Well, the first thing, to protect the children, we must always protect the mother. And so we must make sure, and there's some possibilities of some laws that will be introduced, that you cannot electroshock a person when they're pregnant. They know that this happens, and the baby actually receives electric shock before it's born because it's in the womb of the mother, and what goes on in that body also occurs to the baby. That's from feeding, that's from anything, that's from smoking, that's from drinking. Everything that happens to the mother happens to the baby. So in order to protect the baby, we must protect the mother. And then after that, we must make it against the law to administer electroshock to children from 0 to 5 years of age. I mean, who does such a thing? And we're studying the growth of these children from when they're born. And so we have to, as people, and I wish people would call into your show, become a part of the movement. If you don't want to be a part of CCHR, be a part of the CCHR International Task Force Against Racism and Modern-Day Eugenics, and be part of the solution, not victim of the problem.
Right. And I always say, I'd rather be the victor than the victim. So if you're out there listening under the sound of my voice, people, and you have a story, put it to film and send it to us. Remember, we're on all forms of social media. We're at CM Studios on Twitter, Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Facebook, and Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Instagram. Send us your story. Send us your short film and let us know what happened to you. And we may be able to show that. We want to show your experience and what happened to you, and you may be able to be a part of the film crew to get that thing on television, on our network, so people can know what's actually happening, and maybe even win an award. I don't know. Either way, we're looking for your shorts, and we are looking for your support, whether that's financially or whether that is with your time and with your story. So thank you so much for being a part of It's a Wrap Wednesday, because it's a wrap definitely for mental health care abuse. And we're going to continue to do what and be great, people. We want you to continue to be great. And thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for being here and being a part of our community.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate you greatly.
All right. Until next time, people.